The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Dr. Mary Mass, my friend, how are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. You know, when you garden, you love the rain. So tomatoes are growing, the peppers are growing, all of my herbs and arugula and lettuce and cabbage, it's all coming in. So
I love following you on social media because I love everything you put out there, and everybody should follow you on social media. And it's at Mass, M-A-S-S underscore Marion. But you had, you know, put us to a realclearhealth.com article in which you had first of all talked about what was going on with Maha as far as Dr. Oz and the Senate GOP members like Senator Bill Cassidy and Dr. Roger Marshall, that you had put out there as far as making Medicare more solvent, something that should be a baseline issue that we could all really support. If you would, Dr. Mass, take us through what you're talking about and what this means for every single American to improve our healthcare system.
Sure. Like, look, I mean, it's pretty simple. We're spending more, we're getting less all the time, right? And I'm picking up, my own social media, I'm picking up the newspaper, I'm reading headlines now that when the one big beautiful bill went over to the Senate, everyone's saying now the Republicans are attacking Medicare. Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing that I know that the senators did is they're now looking at Bill Cassidy, a Republican from Louisiana, and, you know, I know people mm-hmm. have their issues with Dr. Cassidy, but here in this particular issue, he's doing the right thing with his No Upcode Act in the Medicare Advantage plans. And he's actually working with a Democrat. We should be celebrating this. And what he's looking at is the fact that Medicare Advantage plans, and now 54% of Medicare recipients are on a Medicare Advantage plans. But these Medicare Advantage plans are, they're basically performing fraudulent diagnoses in Medicare. Last year, there was a big article in the Wall Street Journal mm-hmm. about something called upcoding. I'd like to explain to you how that works, because if you're going after fraud in a program, you're making the program more sustainable. And when Bernie Sanders comes out and says, now they're going after Medicare, no, they're going after the fraud in Medicare. And some of his, his senators on the Democrat side are helping, and that's great news. So Medicare Advantage, here's how it works. You don't have to get Medicare Advantage. It's a choice, right? Mm-hmm. And when you do get Medicare Advantage, the government pays whatever insurer is running the plan, roughly $3,700 a year to take care of a healthy Medicare Advantage patient. But those insurers get paid more if you're sicker. So, and they get paid more for certain diagnoses. And I'll give you a specific example, diabetic cataracts. Old age cataracts, which almost everyone has, the Medicare Advantage insurers collect zero for that. If you have a diabetic cataract, they'll collect maybe $2,700 a year more. So you're almost doubling what the insurers are collecting. So this is the government giving the money to the insurers. You get it? Mm-hmm. Well, what the insurers, some of them got caught doing, is they send a nurse out to a patient's home. They ply them with a $50 gift card. Hey, we'll give you this gift card. It's almost like a bribe to get this home visit. And then they diagnose them with various conditions. And in the initial Wall Street Journal article, they were found billing $700 million in a three-year period just for diabetic cataracts that didn't exist. So either the patients didn't have diabetes or didn't have cataracts, or they had cataracts and their cataracts were fixed, and so it was an impossible diagnosis. And overall, in this investigation, they found $50 billion was collected by these Medicare Advantage insurers from diseases that no one even treated. So sometimes the diagnoses weren't even anatomically possible.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's Medicare fraud. I mean, doctors get thrown in jail, pay huge fines for committing Medicare fraud. And now we have big insurers doing it. Of course you should go after this. Of course you should go after this.
And so,
and it may be even worse than that. It's like, I think one study, they think the overpayments are as high as $140 billion a year.
And so with this, as far as this goes, that's the upcoding, because they're basically getting the patient to, you know, they have control over this, and they're convincing the patient that they have this and they need a treatment that they don't really need. Then they never deliver the treatment, but they take the money. Is that what you're saying?
Well, first of all, you had me at the insurers are making the diagnosis.
Yeah.
So they're sending it, like, I mean, you know, typically nurses aren't diagnosticians. They're sending the nurses out in many cases to make a diagnosis. Sometimes the patient's own primary care doctor doesn't even know that the diagnosis is made. You know, so that there's like a lot of fragmentation of care in there. And then they're collecting the money for doing so. And when they looked into this, the Wall Street Journal, so like it's called sickness scores. And when you joined Medicare Advantage, your sickness scores went up 30% in the first year if you left standard Medicare and went to Medicare Advantage. But for United Healthcare, those sickness scores went up 55%. And, you know, like, so there's multiple diagnoses you can make, and then you're collecting more money off of that. So if you're making a diagnosis that's not anatomically correct, I mean, Ed is hearing. I watched the Dr. Oz hearing. Both Dr. Oz, Elizabeth Warren, and Bill Cassidy all agreed that this was fraud. And so now, within the Senate version of the One Big Beautiful Bill, they're looking at putting some guardrails at stopping this upcoding. And, you know, Dr. Cassidy is working with some Democrats on this, and there should be bipartisan agreement. We don't want fraud in Medicare. It makes it more sustainable. And over at CMS, Dr. Oz is looking at auditing this pretty significantly. I mean, I say go.
And
you
so
know,
for,
let's do this.
So for Medicare Advantage, and I believe that was something Republicans advocated for, right? Medicare Advantage? Wasn't that supposed to be
Medicare
a good thing?
Medicare Advantage is a Republican construct. So, you know, honestly, my gosh, Dawn, like, let me give you a clinical situation. If I'm treating a patient and I think the patient has pneumonia, but then later the patient comes back, they're not getting better and they're wheezing, I have to change my tactic, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a good physician should do. This is what good lawmakers should do. You know, so now I see Republicans coming after a program that Republicans created and rooting out the fraud, waste, and abuse in it. I mean, honestly, it's sort of like changing your tactic as a physician. You know, Dr. Oz has been very complimentary of Medicare Advantage over the years, but now he's coming along and saying, hey, there's some fraud in here and we've got to fix this. I have a lot of respect if you're coming after the problems in your own team, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Democrats seem completely unwilling to look at problems that are inherent within Medicaid. I mean, my gosh, for your listeners, here's like a little some information. You know, Medicaid is often run by private insurers too. The company Centene. Centene manages 22% of the Medicaid managed care in America. And Centene's revenue is $163 billion. They have a CEO that makes $18 million a year and five others that make somewhere between $4.8 and $10.6 million a year. Centene is a company that has a PBM. 20 states are investigating their pharmacy billing. And Centene's already settled for almost $600 million in overbilling through their PBM. But where are the Democrats? You know, Medicaid expansion
mm-hmm.
has been a Democrat construct, but are the Democrats pointing out the abuse in this system? And you can look at the revenues of Centene. Right before the Medicaid expansion happened, their revenues were about $11 billion. Most of their business comes through the Medicaid managed care. Now their revenues went from $11 billion to $163 billion. How is that not related to mm-hmm. Medicaid expansion? You know, so when I see Republicans attacking the fraud, waste, and abuse in Medicare Advantage, I'm honestly really pleased to see that they're going after a program that is a Republican construct. But, you know, I don't see the Democrats doing the same, and it's disappointing.
As you write in the Real Clear Health, you know, article, you talk about Medicare Advantage basically created, you know, in a way that allows the gaming of the system. Why not just get rid of it?
Well, it's a choice. You know, there's a lot of people that feel that it fills gaps in coverage. You know, there's no dental or eye care under Medicare. But the problem is if there's select insurers that are performing fraudulent upcoding, then maybe Americans should not trust or choose to hire that as their Medicare Advantage plan. I mean, Medicare Advantage just offers more choices, right? You know, mm-hmm. So you have coverage that you would choose because not everyone wants the same coverage. Healthcare is very personal. So maybe we should be looking, you know, in the piece, I kind of suggest that whatever the findings are with this audit, and I hope they're done through reputable sources, because if you look at CMS, they use a United Healthcare subsidiary. Mm-hmm. It's OptumServe's 1PI. They're one of the primary groups that CMS hires to help investigate waste, fraud, and abuse. I don't want them investigating, you know, because it looks like United Healthcare is potentially participating. So I hope we have some auditors in there without conflict, and then I hope whatever they find in terms of the fraudulent activity is trumpeted widely, and then maybe companies that have been making money off of Medicare Advantage, and I'll point right to AARP. Mm-hmm. This is great for your listeners to know, but the AARP in 2021, about 40% of its revenue came from United Healthcare, because they collect royalties from selectively helping to lift up these plans. That's less than half the amount that they get from membership dues. You know, that 40%, mm-hmm. their revenue, it's more than twice the amount than they get from membership dues. And then when you look at AARP's advocacy, mm-hmm. I mean, they're speaking for, you know, in the past, they came down against President Trump's PBM rebate rule, which mm-hmm. helps United Healthcare. They spoke for the IRA, you know, Medicare premiums. In the previous administration, they had to spend $5 billion to hide the fact that the Medicare premiums went up because of the IRA. But the AARP spoke for it. So their advocacy seems to mirror what United Healthcare would want. And they have the conflict of interest of making money from helping to lift United Healthcare's Medicare Advantage plans. Did AARP steer people wrong? I personally think so.
Well, at the very least, AARP should have to disclose if they get royalties or anything. You know, in other businesses, if somebody on the, you know, whatever, social media, if they get a royalty or they get a, you know, some kind of a kickback, basically, they usually have to put that out there. So AARP says they're a nonprofit. They're just standing up for senior citizens. But if they're getting money back, if they're getting payment from one group over another, then they should just have to have transparency. And I'm assuming there's no law that says they have to have transparency.
Well, I mean, you can go look up in their 990s. Mm-hmm. It's just not as is.
They're not
necessarily know about it or not aware of it, right? And then they're selectively helping to hawk the United Medicare Advantage plans. So, like, they're picking and choosing, you know. I mean, if you wanted to say, hey, look, here's Medicare Advantage plans, pick from one of these, and you're pointing to companies that are maybe not upcoding, you know, that I don't see a problem. I mean, there's a lot of people that come along and say, abolish Medicare Advantage. Well, people are choosing to do it, as I said at the beginning. People are choosing to purchase it. But if they're led astray by a company that's making money off of it, and then a company who does a lot of lobbying and advocates for things that aren't helping the members, then maybe the members should reconsider their membership. And maybe America should potentially stop trusting mm-hmm. a behemoth company that calls itself a nonprofit, as AARP does, makes $1.9 million in revenue, and pays its CEO $2.5 million, with 14 others making over $500,000 a year. I mean, I don't know.
Well, in this one, really quick, as far as United Healthcare, which is the, you know, full disclosure, that's my healthcare company, and I think it's one of the biggest right in the country. And you write in here that they run more of these MA plans and are have been accused of, or they allegedly have upcoded more than any other insurer. And so they also employ associated and are associated with 10% of America's practicing physicians. So what's a person to do? I mean, right now, this is obviously being investigated and doged, as basically, as I say, they're looking for, you know, fraud, abuse, and waste, which is contrary to what we hear, you know, in the headlines. But what's a person to do right now? In other words, the worst thing that can happen is that you go through your MA and you do the right thing and you go, oh my gosh, look at, I have some kind of cataracts, or I have this, or do you get a second opinion, or what should a person do?
I think you find yourself a physician that you trust, and if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, then you check and see, like, you know, what are, have them help you find what your risk scores are. Mm-hmm. I guess you could call United. I don't know how easy that's going to be to get through to there. I think if you're a budding senior and about to be a Medicare senior, then, you know, choose carefully and make sure that you're choosing a company wisely if you're going to pick a Medicare Advantage plan. Some people may not want Medicare Advantage plans. Mm-hmm. You know, there's other things going on where as patients get sicker, they're finding, even though they paid money, or the government is paying money to help subsidize this, and of course, Medicare patients are paying in it too, but then they're finding that they're not getting as much covered. You know, as time has gone on, the Medicare Advantage plans are responsible for an increasing amount of what we call prior authorizations, which I, you know, simply put for your listeners, that's like, it's like Mother May I from the insurance company mm-hmm. saying, no, we won't let you have this treatment. We won't let you have this drug. And then you, the patient, are maybe suffering when you don't get the treatment that you need or want or that your doctor thinks you want. And it's the Medicare Advantage insurer that's making that decision. So, like, streamlining prior auths is another, you know, big thing that's on the radar of a lot of reformers in the healthcare space, so that we're not having patients have their care delayed with prior auths, and we're not having insurance companies make decisions that are not necessarily good decisions for the patient after the patient's paid for what they thought was coverage.
And Dr. Mass, as far as this goes, I mean, in any other, you know, the financial world, or I don't know, any other industry, you would think that if somebody is busted for committing any kind of fraud, waste, and abuse, they would face repercussions. And so do you see that happening? And what do you think they should face?
Well, so far I haven't seen it happening. But, you know, certainly, as I mentioned, sure. I don't know, jail time. Like I actually mentioned in the article, claw back the money.
Yeah.
If you have made diagnoses that are fraudulent, like, show us the money back, give it back, because as it stands, you know, this has been going on. I mean, as I mentioned in the article, I mean, this was known, I think, all the way back in 2012 that this was going on. You know, mm-hmm. CMS knew about this then. No one's done anything. And so now, for me, big picture, when you read those headlines that say, you know, a big, beautiful bill in the Senate, they're attacking Medicare. No, they're attacking fraud, waste, and abuse in the Medicare system with this upcoding. And everyone should want that, because that will make the Medicare system more sustainable.
Yeah.
So you can't just buy the headline and look, I know it's complicated. I can't say I understand everything either. I feel like I learn something new every time I read something about healthcare, because it's unduly complicated. I think they do it on purpose, frankly.
Yeah.
But you got to dig a little into the weeds, because dang it, it's our money, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're the ones spending. You know, we really have single payer. The American public is paying for our health care, whether it's through commercial insurance, whether it's through Medicare, whether it's through Medicare Advantage, whether it's through Medicaid. We're paying one way or another. We ought to care who we're paying, how much we're paying, and what of that can be cut out because it's fraud, waste, and abuse.
Dr. Mary Mass, thank you so much. Until next time, my friend, thank you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.